Bondi Tunes, 70s plus. Only music from the 70s.
Thank you, Ender. Welcome to the rugged 1970s.
Henry O'Donovan.
On Bondi Tunes. And let's get this show on the road with That's the Way I Like It on Bondi Tunes. That's the Way I Like It on Bondi Tunes, 70s plus, broadcasting into New Zealand, Australia and across Europe on various radio stations. I hope I find you well today. Later on in this 70s show, I'll be interviewing Tina Charles, that huge singer from the 1970s with huge hits like I Love to Love and Dance Little Baby. That's later on in the show. Right now, though, Harvest for the World.
Are children.
From Australia, this is Bondi Tune.
Henry O'Donovan.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. It said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. You're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You
You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Harry Chapin, who was famous for WOLD, do you remember that? About a guy on a radio station. And that, of course, is another huge hit from the 1970s, Cats in the Cradle, on Bondi Tunes 70s Plus. And here we're just playing 70s music for the next hour. So welcome along. Silver Convention, and what year is this? 1976, and Get Up and Boogie, because that's what we all need, isn't it?
That's right! Get up and
boogie.
from the world-famous Bondi Beach, New South Wales, Australia. This is Bondi Tunes.
Tune 70s Plus, playing only music from the 1970s. Now, we wouldn't have a 70s show without the Bay City Rollers, would we? Here's Bye Bye Baby.
If you hate me after all I say,
can't put it off. Just gotta tell her anyway.
Thank you.
Have you still got a tartan scarf in your closet? Oh, go on, be honest. Bases, your rollers, and Bye Bye Baby on Bondi Tunes 70s Plus. And time for a bit of Billy Joe Spears and Blanket on the Ground.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, we'd go slipping out of town, and we'd love beneath the moonlight.
Funny how country music was so mainstream back in the 1970s. That's Billy Joe Spears and Blanket on the Ground, a huge hit in 1975, and that seems to be the year we're stuck in. And now just a word about our website, bonditunes.com, bonditunes.com is where you can listen to all our shows on demand once they've aired on the radio stations around the place. As I said, we're in 1975, we're stuck in 1975 with Helen Reddy, who, by the way, is Australian, and a big hit of hers, Angie Baby, on Bondi Tunes.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touch. Angie, baby, lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie, girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie, baby.
you, baby. You're a special lady, living in a world of make-believe. Well, maybe stopping at her house is a neighbor boy with evil on his mind, 'cause he's been peeking in Angie's room at night through her window blind. I see you folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie, baby.
Angie, baby. Angie, baby.
When he walks in her room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud, it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground, toward the radio he's bound, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died, except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie, baby.
You're listening to Bondi Tunes from Australia, and I'm now on the line to Tina Charles, who had hits like I Loved Love and Dance Little Lady Dance. Tina, I wanted to ask you, you were born Tina Hoskins in...
That's correct.
1954 in Whitechapel, London. Oh, God, I lived there. It's a tough place, but I loved it.
And, beautiful place.
You had meningitis when you were very, very young, as a newborn.
That's correct.
And you got over that, didn't you?
Yeah, I was actually given, I think my parents were given 24 hours to live.
Oh, my God.
And I know, but I got through it.
Oh, gosh. And, of course, you had these big hits in the 1970s, and you've got a dog in the background. Hello, dog. I find that I'm always talking to people who've got dogs in the background these days.
I know, I'm sorry about that. I'm coming to the office now.
Don't worry about that. Do you... I noticed that you've got a presence on Facebook and social media.
That's
do you
right.
get a lot of people asking you about the hits that you had in the 70s?
No, I don't. I've got about 3 Facebook pages, a couple of the, you know, like a fan site.
Fan pages, yeah. Yeah,
and then I have my private site as well, which you're on, of course.
Yes, yes. And what are you up to these days? Are you doing any gigs, or what's going on?
I'm doing a new album, actually, at the moment. We're sort of halfway through it, with some new tunes, new sort of disco beats. But obviously, my husband died in March.
Yes, I know that. I'm so sorry to hear.
So I've been sort of, getting over that. But then... You know, you have to, and I'll be back in the real world very shortly.
Okay. Must have been terrible for you.
It was a bad couple of years, but like everything, I think, especially with cancer, you have to sort of think that the person's out of their misery.
Yeah.
And move on, I suppose.
Absolutely. Now, tell me about this new album you're doing.
Yes, it's. I'm doing it with a guy called Carl Cox,
mm-hmm.
and he's getting people like Phil Harding involved, who were involved in all of the Kylie Minogue things and Pete Waterman stuff in the early days.
Yeah.
And also I'm going out, last year I went and did a couple of Butlins with Martin Jay, who I was with 5,000 Volts with.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed.
And we've put a show together as well, so once I'm back on my feet from what's happened, I'll be back out there, I should think.
Can I ask you, Tina, do you get sick of people asking you about your success in the 1970s? Do you get sick of that?
Of course not.
Because I interviewed Dean Friedman a month ago, and I'm sure you're familiar with Dean Friedman. He's a singer who had hits actually around the same time as you.
That's right.
Back
yes.
in the 70s. And he said to me, you know what, Henry, I kind of get sick of this because they keep asking me about, you know, McDonald's Girl.
I know.
Like that.
I know. The trouble is, whatever you do, everybody still will say it's a great album, but we love Our Love to Love. You know, you're, I suppose Frank Sinatra was the same with My Way. I bet he hated that song.
I bet he did too.
I bet he did.
I have fond memories of talking to you last year when you said that you were taking your child to school in, I think, a Bentley.
No, I think it was a 5.3 Jaguar Coupe.
And
which
he was
went like a rocket. And there was actually no reason for me to have it because all it was a shopping trolley. But we all go through those funny phases of wanting this and wanting that.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you had it good, you're making loads of money, the kid was embarrassed to be
dropped
off at
school. That's right, he used to hide.
But
he's now doing...
You were number one in the charts.
I know, but then Max is actually doing, my son is doing incredible. You know, I'm so proud of him. He's started a company up called Rugby Tots, and he's actually in Australia.
Sorry, what is your son's name?
Max Webb.
Max, okay. And he's in Australia?
Company. He started up a little company of, you know, teaching little children rugby.
Yeah.
And he's now gone international and worldwide, and he's got franchise now in Australia. He's been over there. He's been to Canada, South Africa.
My
I'm so proud of him, you know.
That's fantastic. This is the kid who was bowing down in your car?
Yep. And now he's... Now he's the bigger snob than I am.
You're going to love that stuff.
He's got a bigger car and house than me.
Does he get asked about you all the time?
I'm sure he does, but he's kind of like quite... He grew up with it, so I don't think he's fazed by it at all. And nor should he be.
Yes, indeed. He grew up in the 70s, of course. Look, Tina, thank you so much for talking to us. And I'll keep in touch with you. By the way, with regard to your new album, where can people go on the web to get hold of that?
Well, once I've finished it. Once I've finished it. I'm sure Carl will be, you know, doing all the PR and all the whatchamacallit that goes with it. That's not my scene.
That stuff,
But I'll keep in touch with you and let you know in Bondi Tunes.
Yep.
Because you're my favourites.
I love you.
I love you too, Henry.
You have a good day, and please do just contact me through social media when you have that album being released, and we will give you a lot of promotion.
Absolutely. Oh, that's so kind.
Okay, you have a good
day. Okay then, have a nice day. Yes. Speak to you soon, Henry.
Bye.
Bye.
And I selected that from our Bondi Tunes chat show from the Radio Network in Australia. Tina Charles and I have had a chat three times now, and we're good mates, you know. Talk about name dropping. This is Bondi Tunes 70s Plus, only music from the 1970s, and here are the Village People.
Just a little shady, not enough. no excuse, no alibi. Temptations won the game, and you are to blame.
That's Baccarat and Sorry I'm a Lady on Bondi Tunes 70s Plus. And we play that for all our listeners over in Southampton, the beautiful Southampton Spitfire FM. How are you going, guys? Hope you're well. Marshall Hayne, Dancing in the City. Susie Quattro and Wild One, and God, she was totally wild, but I have pictures of her on my wall, I did. Here's Brett and Meg is with you, just to slow things down for a change here on Bondi Tunes 70s Plus.
Maybe climbing on rainbows, but baby, here goes. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this song with you, I really think that we could make it good. No, you don't know me well, and every little thing only time will tell. If you believe the things that I do, and we'll see it through. Short or long, love can be right or wrong. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you. I really think that we could make it.
Is the world famous Bondi Tunes, Australia, Planet Earth.
Back home. feels back home.
All the way back from 1970, that was. They were even going in the 60s, of course. The Beach Boys and Cotton Fields on Bondi Tunes 70s Plus. Thanks for listening to us this week. Don't forget our website, bonditunes.com, bonditunes.com. And I'll leave you with Andrew Gold, who sadly passed away last year, and this was one of his biggest hits, if not his biggest, Lonely Boy. See you next week.
The sun never sets on Bondi Tunes.